From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Former President Jimmy Carter is receiving radiation treatment this afternoon for cancer, which doctors have diagnosed as melanoma. In a candid exchange with reporters earlier today in Atlanta, Carter recounted when he was told that the cancer, which he suspects may have started somewhere else on his body, had spread to his liver.
And then that same afternoon, we had an MRI of my head and neck, and it showed up that it was already in four places in my brain. So I would say that night and the next day until I came back up to Emory, I just thought I had a few weeks left. But I was surprisingly at ease.
The 90-year-old says he was surprisingly calmer than expected, in part because he says he's had a gratifying and adventurous life. The Democrat served one term in the White House, 1977 and 1981. Asked if he had any regrets, Carter said he wished he had sent one more helicopter in the failed attempt to rescue the Iran hostages. That might have gotten him reelected, he joked. But Carter says he wouldn't trade anything for the Carter Center in Atlanta, a nonprofit he and his wife, Rosalyn, launched to promote health care and democracy. The two women to make military history by getting through U.S. Army Ranger School are speaking for the first time about the impact of their achievement. Army Captain Kristen Grice speaks to the ongoing campaign to reevaluate the ban on women in combat roles.
With our performance in Ranger School, we've been able to inform that decision as to what they can expect from women in the military, that we can handle things physically and mentally on the same level as men, and that we can deal with the same stresses in training that the men can.
2 days ago, Grice and First Lieutenant Shay Haver became the first females to complete a grueling 62-day course that tests a soldier's mental and physical ability to function under combat conditions. They and 94 men will formally graduate Friday. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has resigned just 7 months after rising to power. If opposition parties are unable to form a government, John Siropoulos reports, Greece is expected to have a general election a month from now.
Alexis Tsipras says he has exhausted the limits of January's popular mandate. He is asking the Greek people to renew it if they judge that the bailout loan he got from the country's creditors last month, on condition that he implement strict austerity measures, is in the country's interests. Recent opinion polls show his left-wing Syriza party enjoying double the approval rates of the opposition conservatives he unseated. This despite Syriza's about-turn from its election promise to stop austerity. Syriza came to power with 36% of the vote and rules with a coalition partner. The most auspicious polls suggest it could now win re-election with broad enough support to rule alone. For NPR News, I'm John Saropoulos in Athens.
All major market indices in the U.S. down more than 2%. This is NPR. UNICEF reports more than 1,000 children have been killed or maimed in Yemen since Saudi Arabia began its bombing campaign against Houthi rebels at the end of March. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, 10 million children, nearly half the population, need humanitarian aid.
Yemen's children are bearing the brunt of this devastating war, but UNICEF spokesman Christa Bouyrak says children are victims not only of bombs and bullets.
Cannot take place normally. It's about diarrhea due to the lack of safe water. It's also a lot about just health center closed, and many children die just because they cannot see any doctor.
UNICEF warns 1.8 million children will suffer from malnutrition this year. Millions of people lack food, clean drinking water, and basic health care. Nearly 2 million children are missing out on school, and the number of child soldiers is on the rise. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
In the U.S., homes are selling at their strongest pace in 8 years. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales jumped 2% in July, their third straight monthly increase. The number of Americans to file unemployment claims is higher for the week, but at less than 280,000. The overall level still reflects strong growth in the labor market. Less volatile four-week average in jobless claims also reflects solid gains. We're seeing a sharp drop in U.S. stocks before the close. Dow down 358 points, more than 2% at 16,991. NASDAQ and S&P also down more than 2%. This is NPR News.